Time now to have a chat to Mick Floyd, though, because it was another big weekend. Sorry, it is another big weekend of greyhound racing. I'm getting excited because, once again, Mick Floyd, his best bet, saluted last week. How are you, Mick?
Very good, thank you, Mick. You're right, it is another big week. Easter Egg semi-finals on Saturday, launching pad semi-finals on Thursday night. There's plenty of good dogs and plenty of big winners to be had.
And well done to you. As I said, you are in ripping form. All right, well, let's have a look at the heats of the launching pad. Who do you like there?
Yeah, we were promised a really good night of racing last week for the heats, the semi-finals this week. There's certainly no disappointment there. A couple of dogs to keep an eye out for. Race 5, number 1 at St. David, is a very, very good winner from the same box in a heat last week. Will be hard to beat in that semi-final. Second semi, race number 6, you've got Slingshot Gypsy, another out of the Rob Britton kennel. Was brilliant early, has drawn beautifully, will benefit a lot from there. And one I think you've really got to keep an eye on into the future is Beast Unleashed. It's also in race 6. It's drawn by 6, it's a little bit awkward, but it should be a really good battle between those two, and I think Beast Unleashed is one we need to keep a very close eye on over the next little bit, because he is a very, very exciting greyhound and will go on and win some big races along the way. Another one to keep an eye out for in the semis is race 7, number 8, Dinah Paddy. A little bit awkward in box 8, but is brilliant early when it's right. He's another, I think, is going to go on to bigger and better things.
Gee, sounds like some very exciting dogs going around there. We spoke last week about how open the Golden Easter Egg was in pre-post betting, and that's how the first round of the heats panned out last week, with a number of big names not progressing.
It was a bit of a surprise, actually. There were a few upsets on the night. Some very good chases, including the likes of Australian Cup winner Hecton Bale. Aston DV also missed Extreme Right. Blue Sky Ride, it was what I was pretty keen on pre-post, didn't progress either. But it does leave some pretty good fields. Greyhounds like Crash Bandicoot, who was brilliant last week, he's come up with a red in the first of the semi-finals. He does look pretty hard to beat. First two, of course, each of the semi-finals progressed to the following week's $250,000 of the winner final. Up here with Jill and Strike a Light, a couple of Victorian interests go around in the fourth semi-final. The 10th time they've met on the track, which is just an extraordinary effort. Two of you, the best pitchers we've seen in this generation. Both of them have won over $500,000, and they've got a bit more prize money to be won yet.
And we've also got the Association Cup for stayers, and Fanta Bale aiming to win her 10th Group 1.
And she's going as well as ever. She trailed here on Saturday morning and went as quick as she's ever gone, 29.32, which is low flying. Actually, quicker than she's won over that distance, which just shows how good she is travelling at the moment. She does run into a pretty tough heat, though. There's only two heats in the Association Cup, and a couple of dogs to keep an eye out for in her heat include Evie Ripper off the red, Simon Keeping's a smart one, Billy's Bake's gone well, and Ziffing Angus, Stars Alight, has also got a faster best time than Fanta Bale has. So she's going to have her work cut out for her from box 6, but she does only have to run in the first 4 to get through to the final, and if she does, she'll be aiming for a 10th Group 1, which is just extraordinary. In the second heat, there's a couple of ones to keep an eye out for. Rip and Sam, the kennel mate, is a brilliant greyhound when he's right. He has a few little quirks, but from box 1 does look hard to beat. Two dogs to keep an eye out, especially coming into the Sandown Cup Carnival in May. Trick Trit, who broke the Shepparton track record over 650, is stepping up to the 700 for the first time. He's drawn box number 2, and also Bonnie Beauty, who was a brilliant winner of the handicap at the Meadows last Saturday night, is also one to keep an eye out for. She's got an extraordinary record. She's never run a place, but she has won 12 races. When she finds a front, she's very hard to beat. So very, very good night of racing, not just the Sandown on Thursday, but at Wentworth Park Saturday night as well.
All right, Mick, you're only as good as your last winner. What is it this week?
We're going to go Thursday night, race 2, number 1, Hunker Papa. Had no luck in the launching pad heats last week. Has the reds on a Thursday night. We'll benefit a lot from there. If it can posse up, it should win. Race 2, number 1 at Sandown on Thursday.
Good on you, Mick. Enjoy the weekend.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
Mick Floyd giving us the latest and his best race 2, number 1 on Thursday night. That draws a close on Racing Pulse today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Tomorrow will be another big one as we count down to the Golden Slipper. After 9 o'clock, David Gately will join me in the studio. Not only is he a Melbourne wizard, he's a Sydney expert, and he will dissect the Golden Slipper and the other group ones on the race with Dan O'Sullivan as well. So we'll have a early preview to Slipper Day with Gator Gately in the studio and Dan O'Sullivan. Michael Brown will also join me tomorrow to build up to the big William Reid meeting on Friday night, and we'll speak to all the leading players as well. That's tomorrow from 8:30. Hope you can join.